Trump backs Gallrain at Kentucky rally in bid to unseat Massey. Hebron, Kentucky, President Donald Trump stumped for Republican candidate Ed Gallrain in his race to unseat incumbent Representative Thomas Massey in the May 19 primary during a rally at a supply and logistics facility. "Ed Gallrain has my complete and total endorsement," Trump said. "He's a true American hero, and he's a great patriot." Gallrain vowed to stand shoulder to shoulder with our president and offered an analogy to distinguish himself from his opponent. "Thomas Massey stands with the ladies of The View," he said, referencing the ABC network's daytime talk show. "Mr. President, we stand with you. Fight, fight, fight." Hours before Trump took the stage in Massey's home district, he wrote on social media that the representative would go down as the worst Republican congressman in the long and fabled history of the United States Congress. Massey responded on X, saying that he had forced the president to begrudgingly sign the Epstein Files Transparency Act. Massey and Trump are at odds over several issues, ranging from presidential war powers to congressional investigations. The feud between the two has turned the race into one of the most closely watched of the 2026 season. During the speech, the president railed against the congressman's votes and policy decisions, saying Massey sided with radical left Democrats in Congress. "He only votes no," Trump said. "It will be interesting to see what he does with the Save America Act. The administration is pushing lawmakers to pass the act, which includes voter identification requirements, restrictions on mail-in ballots, and bans on men competing in women's sports." Trump urged Americans to elect Republicans so his administration can strengthen America First policies. "The midterms are going to be very, very important to keep it going," he said. He highlighted investments in Kentucky, including a new Ford plant and Apple's commitment to produce the glass for its iPhones in the Commonwealth. When an audience member suffered a medical emergency during the speech, Trump paused and called for a doctor before thanking first responders and the crowd of nearly 2,000. The event resumed momentarily after the individual was moved and treated. Verst Logistics, a warehousing company with 2,200 employees nearing its 60th year in operation, hosted the event. "The no tax on overtime will greatly benefit our employees," CEO Paul Verst said during the rally, estimating additional take-home pay of approximately $1,400 per employee, annually. As the president's supporters gathered in the rain outside the rally venue, a large sign at the entrance promoted Gallrain. Volunteers handed out signage, literature, and stickers on Gallrain's behalf. Kentucky resident Rick Homer, 61, stood unsheltered, getting drenched, selling T-shirts that said, "Pray for President Trump. Rain or shine, pray for President Trump," he said. Asked about the Massey-Trump-Gallrain tensions, Homer replied, "I try not to get into that. I just stay focused on who I believe in. President Trump." Inside the venue, chants of "USA, USA," began shortly after 2 p.m., almost 3 hours before the president was scheduled to speak. A blue sign reading, "Lower prices, bigger paychecks," served as a backdrop. Iraq conflict veteran Daniel Odell, 38, of Elizabethtown, Kentucky, wore a clear rain poncho as he waited in line for the Trump event. He brought his service dog, Fluffy Poodle, which sports a green-dyed tuft of hair on its head. Odell said the dog helps me with my physical and mental disabilities caused by my time in the military. Odell said he came because I want to hear our commander-in-chief's plans on how we're going to move forward to continue to make America the best nation there is. The president updated the crowd on the latest reports from Operation Epic Fury. "Over the past 11 days, our military has virtually destroyed Iran," Trump said, listing the destruction caused by joint Israeli and U.S. strikes, including 54 Iranian vessels destroyed and the near-total annihilation of the nation's air force and radar capabilities. "Nobody's ever seen anything like what you're witnessing now." Trump toured the Thermo Fisher scientific plant outside of Cincinnati earlier in the day. The Fortune 500 company, known for pharmaceutical development and manufacturing, announced in April 2025 a $2 billion investment in its U.S. operations over the next 4 years. It's a great company. We were just talking about how the expansion is going, the president said, noting the positive impact of his newly enacted tax depreciation rules meant to spur domestic manufacturing development. A lot of expansion because of Trump.